Gemara on the top of Daf Mem Hamad Aleph brings down the halacha that according to Rama Dama, Eved Chama Eved Habal Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. If a guy is Baal Bas Yisrael, if he has Bia with a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer. So based upon this din, that the guy who's Baal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is Mamzer, I think it could be Mazber, Davar Nifla, the find in the Psukim and Tehillim, which is brought down by Rashi Ala Taira. Rashi is in Parshas Pinchas, when it goes through the Yichas of the Shvatim, says Ruven Bechari Yisrael, Bnei Ruven, Chanoich Mishpachas HaChanoichi, Falu Mishpachas HaFalui. When it refers to the Mishpachas of the Shvatim, the Torah always refers to it in an interesting way. It doesn't say just Mishpachas Chanoich, but it says Mishpachas HaChanoichi, Mishpachas HaPalui. It puts a hey in the beginning of the word and a yud at the end of the word. So what's the pshat? Why does the Torah do this? Why is there a hey in the beginning and a yud at the end? So Rashi over there says, it says like this, Lefi Shehayu HaUmas Mevaza Naisen. The Umois were Mevaza, the Yid and the Shvatim, and they said, Ma Elu Misyachsa Mashivtayim, why you, how do you have the chutzpah to be Misyachas all the way back to your Shvatim? Svurim Hem Shal Shalta HaMitzim Hem Hasem, do you think that the Mitzim were not Mezana with your mothers? In Begufim Hayim Hashem, Kavachem Renish Hasem, if the Mitzim were able to control us physically, to make us do the Havayda, for sure they're able to control the women of Kaisel as well. And their taina was that your yichas isn't so good because the mitzvim were shaylet b'masayim, and that was not a correct taina. So lefika chitak yadosh baruch hu shma aleihem. Therefore, yadosh baruch hu put his name on the shvatim. Hey mitzad zeh, yud mitzad zeh. Hey on one side, yud on the other side. Loimer to say, made ani aleihem shehem b'nei avaseim. I'm being made. My name is being made that these taka came from the shvatim, and there's no mitzvim that got involved in it. V'zeu shemafurish aleihem David, and this is pshat. The pasuk can tell. David Noach says, Shivtei ka, Eidus Yisrael, Hashem hazeh, made alem Shem Yisach l'shivtehem. What does it mean, Shivtei ka, Eidus Yisrael? The ka, the Yod K, is an Eidus Yisrael that the Yichus is proper and correct. So in other words, Rashi is saying, why is there a Yod and a Hey on every one of the Mishpachas, like HaChanechi, HaPalui, because the Mitzrim Taina, the Umazan Taina, that your Yichus isn't so geshmak, because the Mitzrim were Mizana with your mothers, with the grandmothers, and in order to prove them wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to put my name on the Shvatim, the Yud and the K, that's HaChanaychi, a Yud and a Hey and a Yud, and that's being made that the Yichus is good, because if Hashem Hashem wouldn't be sharing them if the Yichus wasn't good, and that's the Pshat. The Pasuk can tell him, if Shivtei Ka, Eidus Yisrael, the name Ka, Yud Hey, is an Eidus, Yisrael, Eidus of the Shvatim are Takim Yichus, and there's no problem with their Yichus, that's the Gemara that has where the Rashi says of their Parshas Pinchas and Pekhavav Pasuk Hey. But bother me if you look in that pasuk, that kapitel in Tehillim, where it says Shiftika Eidus Yisrael, that whole pasuk doesn't really seem to fit into the rest of the kapitel according to Rashi. What is that kapitel talking about? It's talking about the Samachti Barmanli Beis Hashem Nelech Amdus Araglenu B'Shayich Yerushalayim. It's talking about the simcha that we had when we're Oyel Aragel, we're standing by Yerushalayim. Hashem Habnei Kir Shechuber LaYachtov Shesham Alu Shvatim. The Shvatim Oyel Yerushalayim Shiftika Eidus Yisrael. Shiftika Eidus Yisrael. So that very pasuk that Rashi quotes is talking about the shvach of Klai Yisrael and the Eidel Regal to Yerushalayim. So that's what the whole kapitel is talking about. So what's happens? Why suddenly in a kapitel which is discussing the shvach of Klai Yisrael and the Eidel Regal does the Torah choose B'dafka over there to tell us, by the way, you know, the Yichus is good, they have a good Yichus, Shiftika, there's a Yod K in the Mitzvah and Shal B'Masayim. What does that have to do with the Aliyah L'Regal Yerushalayim? If, you know, it's something that the Torah can tell us anywhere. Why Dafka over here? How does it fit in to the theme of that kapitel, which is talking about the shvach of Klai Yisrael and the Eidel Regel to Yerushalayim? That is the ha'ara on the way Rashi learns Pshat in that pasuk in Tehillim. So I was thinking, Lefi, there's Gemara over here, maybe it could be Mazu like this. The Gemara, the Mitzvah were tanning that the Mitzvah were tanning that the Mitzvah were Shailet B'Masayim. In other words, that Klai Yisrael came from Mitzvah. Now Lefi, our Gemara over here, that Ivek Gacham Eben Abba Basal Van Mamzer, that would mean that Lefi their Tana, if the Tana was correct, then the Shvatim would be Mamzer, because they come from a Bia of an Akum. Now there's a Peldek Avos Dam Nasan. This is in Perkid Beis Halacha Ches. It says like this. It says Lefisha Ani Mamzer Any Yeshiv Shana Ben Talmidim Zakt Avos Dam Nasan Lefisha Ein Mamzer Nichnas LuShalaim Kol Ikar Shenamer The Yeshiv Mamzer BeAshtoid. The Mamzer is not allowed to enter Shalaim at all, as the pasuk says in Zechariah. The Yeshiv Mamzer BeAshtoid. The Mamzer sat and he lived in Ashtoid. We're being medayik that the Mamzer belongs in Ashtoid and not in Yerushalayim. So Zakt Avos Dam Nasan Peldek Achidish. It is Aser for Mamzer to enter Yerushalayim. So if you put these two things together, it comes out that the Lefi the Tana the Gayim, that the Mitzvah Mashad B'Masayim, and now the Shvatim would be Mamzerim. If that's true, then they would not be allowed to go into Yerushalayim, and Mamzer is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim. So now when the pasuk is be mishabeach al klai yisrael went in, the shabbat went to Yerushalayim, the idol regal, you got a big problem. How can they go into Yerushalayim? They're mamzerim lafid the umas ayilam. So bedafka over here, that's where the pasuk is madgish, that the yichus is fine, that the time of the goyim is not emes, shiv teka edus yisrael, the yud and the kei is being made, that the mitzvim were not shall be mamzerim, they're not mamzerim, and therefore they're able to go into Yerushalayim, and that's the samachti v'emlu mi'beis Hashem neilach, that the simcha to be able to go into Yerushalayim. Why? Because Yerushalayim l'shvatim, Shift the ka, Eidus Yisrael, the ka was Eidus Yisrael, that the mitzvim were not shaylit, they're not mamzayim, and therefore they're able to go into Yerushalayim. So I think that fits in very beautifully, lefi this Gemara over here, and lefi the Avos Terav Nasan. Now, but again, to this is a Paldik Maisa that I once saw, that there was a bach who was learning in Panovich. The Panovich had a branch. There's a branch of Panovich in Ashtod, the Grodna, which is a Panovich, it's affiliated with Panovich, but it's a different yeshiva in Ashtod. And there was a bach learning in this yeshiva, Panovich, and Ashtod. Sometimes Bachim would go back and forth from Ashtod to Panovich and Bnei Brak to the main yeshiva, and vice versa. And this Bachim was very mesupik whether he should stay in Ashtod or should he go back to the Panovich and Bnei Brak. He very much wanted to go back, but he was torn. He didn't know what to do. Maybe he shouldn't leave his yeshiva. Maybe they needed him there. So he was very mesupik about it. And he decided on his own, he went and he made the Garl Hagra. Didn't ask anyone, he did the Garl Hagra. He was very desperate, and he did the Garl Hagra, asking if he should stay in Ashtod or go back to Bnei Brak. And the pasuk that came out was this very pasuk in Zechariah Perek Tes of a yeshiv mamzer be'ashtod, that the mamzer should stay in Ashtod. So he took the hint that he has to stay in Ashtod, stay in Panovich in Ashtod. Paldik Zacha, the girl Agra, mamish, answered his question. You should remain in Ashtod and not go to Bnei Brak, and that answered his question. But now he had a bigger problem because he said, now he's worried about his yichus. Is this Garl Hagra saying that he's a mamzer? It's calling him a mamzer, saying the mamzer should sit in Ashtod. So he was mesupik. He was worried about his yichus. So he went to Reb Shach, and he had to admit to him that he made the Garl Hagra. He knew Reb Shach wouldn't be happy that a Bacher is just doing the Garl Hagra when he doesn't know which yeshiva to go to, but he told him he did this Garl Hagra, and this is what came out, V'yeshiv Mamzer B'Ashtod, does he have to worry about his Ichus, and maybe he's Chalila Imamzer. And Reb Shach told him, no, you don't have to worry about it, it's B'Seder, and he was not concerned. It seems to be that he held that just because the Garl Hagra is telling you the Iker Din of going to Ashtod, you don't have to go with all the Pratim of the Garl Hagra, they're not necessarily Meduyak. And he was not worried about his ichus. I'll go upon him. That was the Maisa Ligabi, this pasuk of Yeshu Mamzer B'Ashtod. Just want to end off with one other kasha, interesting kasha to get to this. The Mishnah says in Harias, if you have a Mamzer Tamachachim and Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, so the Mamzer Tamachachim is Kaidim the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. The Mamzer Tamachachim comes before the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. Now, it's before in the Yerushalmi that this is Nagel Yeshiva. If you're sitting together, you want to know who to be Mechabed, who should sit Barash, so the Mamzer Tamachachim comes first. So the Achanim ask a very geshmaki kasha. They say, how is it ever shaykh that a mamzer tamachachem and a kohen gadol amaretz meet up together? How could they be in the same place? So we know by a kohen gadol, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Kli Hamikdash, Perek Yeh, Halacha Zayin, v'yiyeh beiser b'shulayim ve'einu zaz misham. Kohen gadol is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. He has to remain in Yerushalayim all the time. Now, a mamzer, on the other hand, we just learned from this Avos Terav Nasan, he's not allowed to enter Yerushalayim. He's not allowed to go into Yerushalayim. So if the mamzer can't go into Yerushalayim and the kohen gadol can't leave Yerushalayim, then they can never meet up. They can never be in the same place. So how do you ever have this din of mamzer tamachachem is kaidim l'kohen gadol am haaretz? L'chaire they never could be together in the same place. Now they say over b'derech tzachis that being that this kohen gadol was an am haaretz, maybe he didn't know that he can't leave. He didn't know this halacha and he taka left. Okay, that's b'derech tzachis. But l'maisa the kasha is a kasha. L'chaire they can never meet in the same place. How could they ever come together? How you mekayim this din of mamzer tamachachem kaidim l'kohen gadol am haaretz if the mamzer is not able to enter Yerushalayim and the kohen gadol can't leave? If anyone has a teretz of this kasha, I'd love to hear.